The one gun a month restriction took effect in 1993 under then-Governor Doug Wilder as a means to combat interstate trafficking of firearms from Virginia. While the Senate was in Democratic hands, the repeal of one gun a month was killed routinely in subcommittee. Now that the Senate is effectively under Republican control, the bill is likely to pass and be signed into law by Governor Bob McDonnell. The repeal bill was approved 8-6, with Democrat John Edwards of Roanoke voting with 7 Republicans, and with Republican Senator Tommy Normand of James City County not present, and not leaving an affirmative vote by proxy. Andrew Goddard was disappointed by the committee's decision. His son Colin survived 4 gunshot wounds during the 2007 Virginia Tech massacre.
It had been weakened over the years, you know, and the problem is that there's nothing wrong with the one handgun a month bill in terms of stopping traffickers. And all the people who have legitimate reason to buy bolt guns have already been given exemptions. So the only thing that's left in that statute is stopping traffickers who are trying to buy guns in bulk. So the problem is we still have a trafficking problem. Because this law only applies to 60% of sales. 40% of sales are taking place without any background check, without anything going on, so there's no law to stop them from buying a box full of guns at the same time. And that's what's probably fueling our trafficking more than the legitimate guns. The signal it sends to traffickers is, now you can do what you've been doing with private sales, you can now go back and do it with brand new guns. Go to the gun store, buy yourself 10 boxes of guns, and just go out there and distribute them.
Philip Van Cleve is president of the Virginia Citizens Defense League, a gun rights advocacy group. While he was pleased with the committee's recommendation to repeal one gun a month, as well as the repeal of a requirement that concealed carry permit seekers be fingerprinted, he was disappointed with their decision to postpone for a year a bill that would allow guns on college campuses.
To do a bill like we want to do, sometimes you're going to have to work out, make sure you've covered all your bases, and a few questions came up, so we want to make sure that we do it right.
Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.